title of the soul winning tip this morning is to leave them with something to think about. To leave them with something to think about. When we go out, our main goal is to get people saved, right? If they don't get saved, we try to get them to church with hopes of that they can get saved in church. If they get saved, we invite them to church with the intention of getting them baptized, discipling them, and hopefully to get them to go out and get people saved. So the purpose of Christian life is to build God's kingdom, and also that's the purpose of the church. The reason why I'm using this verse is to show that we all have jobs in this business, and we all have roles to play. So we try to plant seeds or water the seeds, and someone else has planted. Whether they get saved at the door or not, we want to leave them with something to think about or a burden. So I have two quick points this morning. So point number one, it's all about Jesus Christ. So make your point about the gospel. And by the way, this should be done at the end of the conversation. If they get saved, I try to leave them with a burden. Try to use Matthew 7, that not a lot of people will get saved. So their friends or family are probably not saved. So I try to give them that burden in their heart that it's their job to actually get them saved, right? And if they don't get saved because they don't have time, I ask them if I could leave them with a verse and expound on it. So point number one, it's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Christ and Him crucified. I've gone soul winning with a church where my soul winning partner would talk about everything else from the Bible but the gospel. So we want to make sure we want to keep our priorities straight. We want to keep it about the gospel. We want to keep it about the cross, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. We also want to use the Bible. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? So we want to use the word of God and expound on it. We also want to keep it simple. Why? Because the gospel itself is simple, and that's the beautiful thing about it, right? And we don't need gimmicks or anything. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. So our main priority is to point them to Christ using His word. So point number two, be loving. Go to the book of Jude. Point number two, be loving. And I have a disclaimer here to say that I'm not saying that this is always necessary. If they don't want to hear anything from you, just be respectful and smile and back off, because you do more by being respectful than trying to be aggressive and forceful, right? So only do this if they allow you to. So point number two, be loving. The Bible says in Jude, verse number 22, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. So Jude verse 22 demonstrate how people get saved, especially people with hang-ups. People get saved by showing how compassionate and fearful God is. But sometimes, depending on who we're talking to, we kind of want to use more compassion than fear, right? Or we want to use fear more than compassion. Those who think that they're too bad for heaven, we kind of want to show them how we have to use more compassion than fear. So we got to use verses that from the Bible that show that God loves them and they can still be forgiven and they can go to heaven. And others, on the other side of that, there are others who think they're too good for hell, or who think that they're too good for hell, so they need to be saved with fear. So we got to use verses that show that it doesn't matter how big our sin is, or it doesn't matter how small our sin is. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we want to make sure to do this, but we want to make sure to do this in a loving way and not be obnoxious, right? So point number one, we want to keep it about the gospel. We want to keep it about Jesus Christ. And point number two, we do it in a loving way. So in conclusion, I have this question. How do I know if it did anything to them? If you would, you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Because sometimes when we don't get people saved, it's kind of depressing, right? And even when we do get people saved, they still don't come to church. So how do I know if it did anything to them? Well, sometimes we don't really get to know. We just got to have faith that God will do His job. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11, the Bible says, God says, So shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. If you notice in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, the Bible says in verse 5, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. And that verse shows us that we all have roles to play in it. When it comes to soul winning, some people plant and some people water, but ultimately God gives the increase. But our main job is to point everyone to Jesus Christ. In John 12 and verse 32, Jesus said, he's talking about his death, or the way he was going to die. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. So our job is to plant seed or water seeds that someone has already planted and have faith that God will give the increase. So just leave them with something to think about and let God, you know, do his job. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to go soul winning this morning, Lord. Fill us with your spirit as we walk out, Lord. I pray you just help us with this idea of leaving them with a burden, Lord, in their hearts, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.